Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Audible. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. Go to audible.com/realghost or text realghost to 500-500. You can do it with audiobooks. If you have not been listening to the latest EPP bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, you don't know what you're missing.
It was so real to me. I could smell him. He was there. And I woke up and it was like he had just left.
GhostPodcast.com is where you sign up to be an EPP, extra podcast person, to get exclusive access to our once a week bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
I felt heavy and freaked out. Someone was most definitely watching me.
Complete with exclusive content only for EPP members.
They thought they were mistaken. The house wasn't there. They got out of the truck and stood looking at a large, unattended hayfield.
EPP bonus video only for EPP members.
And I'm like, what kind of sign are you looking for if that's not a sign?
Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or sign up through Patreon. The link is at ghostpodcast.com. I wanted to hear the answer to, did they find bodies underneath the building?
I did too. I was just sure she was going to say, and then they found bodies.
If you want to hear the best ghost stories we have, along with our regular funny and non-judgmental commentary, become an EPP.
This is a pond created by a giant off rock of the United States. I'm going to guess the translation there is.
Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. It's only $5 a month, or you can sign up for an entire year. Get 1 month free out of that and a bonus bunk bed bell. So you can ring along at home. Keep Real Ghost Stories Online alive and be part of our exclusive EPP community. Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online, our live edition where you can call in and share your real ghost stories with us. The phone lines are open, 216-446-7810, 216-GHOST-10, our live number, as we do this every single Wednesday afternoon with your live ghost stories. Let's hear you this afternoon. Give us a call.
Welcome
to Real Ghost Stories.
Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 216-446-7810 to share your real ghost stories with us. 216-GHOST-10. Call it in, and we will take your ghost stories live as we do every single Wednesday afternoon, 4 o'clock Central, one of my favorite times of the week to be here and to be sharing ghost stories with you. I tweeted this out. I've posted this out to let everyone know we're doing this. As you know, Facebook likes to make life as difficult as possible for every human being on this planet. and changing up algorithms and the way that people find things, even though they said, I'd like to find this. We're not quite sure if you really want to find it. Anyway, so if you wouldn't mind helping us out, let your friends know that we're doing this show live. Just press share on it, and that would be greatly appreciated so other people can find the program. If you do that by the end of the show, I'm going to take a look at everybody who pressed share and pick one person out at random, and we will give away an autographed copy of our book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People, as a thank you for your support and helping to let other folks know that we do this thing. We do it out of love, out of care, because we like doing this. It's fun. So if you can help in the process, that would be greatly appreciated. So welcome to everybody who is joining us today. The phone lines are 216-446-7810, 216-GHOST 10, the number to call to share your story with us. If you're part of a paranormal group or something on Facebook, share that on your favorite group too, because that helps a lot of folks out there know, gets a feed out there for other folks to find it and hopefully be a part of the program. I myself shared it to a couple as well. We'll see if it gets approved, but I figure we're talking ghosts. We're not selling anything here. We're just wanting to share some ghost stories. But the more it gets shared out there, the more we're going to have folks joining into the conversation. Phone lines are completely open right now. If you'd like to share your ghost story with us and be the first one to get the program off the ground this afternoon, let's see who it's going to be. Pick up the phone and give us a buzz. I was in the store today, a couple stores today, and I noticed, oh my goodness, this is wonderful. Halloween stuff is coming out, and I'm excited. It's the sign of my favorite season in the world. And I noticed something interesting, and I bought too many of these yesterday. The caramels, you know, I love caramel apples. I said this to Jen the other day. We were down at a shopping district here in town, and we got a caramel apple with the kids. And I said, you know, I think this is my favorite dessert of everything, of over cakes, over pies, over candy, over whatever. Caramel apples. It's fall. It's caramel and apples, which are, you know, they're good, but they're better with caramel. And I think that is my favorite. My favorite treat. So I found at the store the other day, caramel that, of course, everybody knows, what's the thing with caramel that's the biggest pain in the ass when you're trying to make candy or caramel apples with it? It's the unwrapping. It's all the, damn it, I can't get my finger underneath the plastic. It's just so damn frustrating. But I saw they now sell caramels. Brock's? Yeah, I think Brock's. In like little pellets of caramel. For the same price, unwrapped, ready to go. So I saw these things. It was like $2 a bag. So I'm like, I'll take 8. So they're in the store and Harper is with me. She's like, Daddy, why are you buying so much caramel? I said, because it's the season. Oh, because anything I say to her right now, it just makes utter and total sense, no matter how nonsensical it may be. Oh, of course, it's the season. I could have told her, because we're going to kidnap someone, wrap them in caramel, and then drop them off on the neighbor's doorstep as an offering for Halloween. She's like, oh, kidnapping people and wrapping them in caramel and dropping them on the neighbor's doorstep. Sure, it makes total sense, whatever you say, Daddy. You know, I'm enjoying these years of being infallibly correct on everything I say. So anyway, give us a buzz if you want to share a ghost story with us this afternoon. 216-446-7810 to share your real ghost stories with us live. Phone lines are completely open. So somebody needs to step up and be that first one of the afternoon. Before we do that, I'll jump to this caller to get us kicked off. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, I called before. I'm Glenn from Ohio. But I'd like to tell you another experience that I have. I guess I'm a little, what they call, a little sensitive, because I know when there's ghosts and things around. When we were younger, we would go to Kentucky to my dad's brother's house. But he passed away unexpected from his heart. And they have what they call a funeral where they stay up all night long with them. Us kids stayed at the house where the others stayed with him. And it was really, really sad. But we came back about a month later, and she had switched their marriage bed upstairs. And I unfortunately got to sleep in that bed because it had spring bed, and my brother and sister got to sleep on the smaller beds. Well, in the middle of the night, I felt something, the springs give loose on the bed, and I must have made a noise because my mom was in the other room across the hallway, come running in. She goes, "What's wrong?" I'm like, "Nothing." She says, "Yes, there is. There's something wrong." No, nothing's wrong, Mom. So she goes like that now. But I stayed there stiff as a board because literally you could see where the person or spirit was sitting. And I'm Huckle visiting on it because this was his bed when he was alive. And he just decided to come and visit it there. So later I started screaming because it scared me. So my cousins would call me the coward of the country because where they live at, it's real dark, but they had an outside light. And when we come to visit, they'd automatically flip that light on. You know, Glenn is scared of the dark. But I never could tell them the story of something sitting on the end of my bed. Well, thank you for listening. I was a little nervous, but God bless everybody, and I enjoy your show. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that that story with us. See, it's easy to share your story.
All right, back to the ghost stories in just a minute, but first, a little bit of business here. I want to thank our supporter today, Audible. They have been with us from the beginning, and they are a great partner, and they have a great product. I have been a user of Audible now for more than 10 years. How do I know that? Because I looked at my library of books that I've downloaded over the years, and it goes way, 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 way back, and I went, oh my God, I have been using them that long. In fact, I think it's 15 years, I think I've been using Audible. I love it. It's audiobooks are the way that I consume books. That's me. I'm always on the go. I'm always doing something, and I don't have a whole lot of time to sit down and read, and Audible is just the best way for me to do it. And the best thing about the books with Audible, the audiobooks that you get, they're yours forever. It's not like, oh, you get it, and then let's say maybe at some point you put a membership on hold or something. You come back, your books are all still there. They're still there even if it is on hold. They're there. Once you got them, they do not go away. It's a great system, and they literally have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of audiobooks ranging on any sort of topic you want. One of my favorites in the last couple of years here is actually from a contributor to our show, Oscar Mendoza, and the Book of the Dead, True Stories of Spirit Encounters. In fact, he even mentions our show in there a couple of times. If you liked his stories about the zombie ghost clown and several others. He has had so many good ones. You don't want to miss his full account of stories in his book, The Book of the Dead, True Stories of Spirit Encounters. In fact, you can get it for free when you start your 30-day free trial with Audible. Get your first audiobook absolutely free. Just go to audible.com/realghost, audible.com/realghost, or you can text realghost, all one word there, to 500-500. And gets hooked up with that that 30-day trial. And like I said, that first audiobook is free, but you can pick any audiobook you would like. And like I said, they're yours to keep. Audible members get a credit every single month, good for any audiobook in the store, regardless of price, and unused credits roll over to the next month. So if you're on a book for a long time, and there's some books that are pretty darn long, I've done it where I've been on a book for almost 2 months, don't worry, you're not going to lose that credit. It just rolls right over. You can exchange it, no questions asked, if you don't like your audiobook as well. So they make it super simple, very, very user-friendly. You can't go wrong. Audible.com/realghost. Check it out. Audible.com/realghost, or send that text to of real ghost to 500-500. You can do it with audiobooks. Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Audible. Get your 30-day trial and your first audiobook free. That's right, free. It's better when you say it like that. Go to audible.com/realghost or text realghost to 500-500. You can do it with audiobooks.
216-446-7810. That seems to be a very common thing with ghostly experiences, is that end of the bed, somebody sitting on the end of the bed. Even scarier when you actually see the indentation. You know, that's one of those that's more of a confirmation that, oh my God, there's something here. I had something similar with a cat when I was a kid. I could feel the cat jumping up on the bed to lay down. However, the cat had died several months earlier, and it was a weird thing. Caller at 270, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lori Pointer. I'm from Western Kentucky. I actually live 30 minutes away from the Kentucky State Penitentiary.
Oh, okay, yeah. Did you hear the interview, I'm assuming, the other day on the Grave Talks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I just listened to it today at work.
What'd you think?
I thought it was fascinating. Honestly, cause we used to drive by it all the time, and I knew there was stuff about it, but that was pretty interesting.
Were you aware of its haunted history or its haunted past at all?
Yes, I was a little aware. I'm actually a little bit of a paranormal enthusiast myself.
Great. So what sort of ghost story do you have for us today?
Oh, I have so many. Ever since I was a kid, I've had so many paranormal things happen to me. But the one I'm going to share today is one that's probably scarred me. I can't even go near the place anymore because it will give me an anxiety attack.
Okay.
Where it's at, it's in a little town called Lola. And when I was younger, about 12, 13, I used to have a friend that lived out there, and we would go four-wheeler riding a lot. So there was one day where she was like, hey, let's go down this really old road. The road is called Bonanza Road. Down this road, it turns into a gravel drive, and it goes into an open field. So we go down there one day, and there's a really old house right in front of a creek. And she wanted to stop at the creek and look for rocks. And I was like, sure, whatever. So while she's looking at the rocks, I'm looking at this house. I start getting the weirdest vibes from it. And so I decided, well, I'm going to go check out this house. So I'm walking up to it, and I hear her scream my name. And I turn around, and I look up, and on the hill, there's this black figure, really tall, lanky black figure. It has to be about 8 feet tall. And we're sitting here staring at it, and all of a sudden, it just screams. And the way the scream was, it was almost half human, half animal, is the best way I could describe it. So it starts running down the hill, and me and her run to the four-wheeler, and we get out there as fast as we could into another field that was 2 miles down the road. And we stopped for a second to breathe and collect of what just happened. And we're sitting there talking, trying to breathe, trying to figure out what just happened, and we hear the scream again. So we darted back to the house, and we probably didn't leave the house for 2 days. We kept everything shut, including the windows.
I don't blame you. I mean, I think if you had something like that happen, I don't know that I'd be leaving the house for a couple of weeks. Do you have any conclusion? Did you have any resolution to that, to figuring out what it may have been?
I thought about it for so long, and the same experience happened to my cousin's fiance on the same road, and we both think that it was a skinwalker. Which is the weirdest thing, because you wouldn't think that around here anyways, but that was the only way we could explain it.
Now what exactly is that? A stem marker? What did you call it?
A skinwalker.
Skinwalker.
Or a wendigo.
Okay. Yeah, a skinwalker. Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Okay. You said you had some other stories. Go ahead and share one more if you'd like.
Okay. Well, another one. I used to live in an incredibly haunted house.
Okay.
I would be home alone a lot, and I have a little brother. And it was one day we were home alone. It was during the summer. We have a little dog, and I was like, okay, I need to go take her out. So the way I would have to go out, I have to go to my parents' room and to the bathroom, and that leads to the back door. So I go to the door, and it slams in my face. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to go around. At this point, I was used to things happening like that. So I took a deep breath, and I was going around. And I got the leash, And as I was going to go get my dog, what was in my room, she started freaking out and barking, just crazy. And I'm like, okay, whatever. She's just freaking out over nothing. Well, then all of a sudden, I start hearing bending on the walls, just punching. And I run to my brother's room, and he was sitting there playing video games. It wasn't him. He was playing, like, one of those really, really old school, like, Pac-Man video games. It wasn't that. And you could still hear the banging as he was playing that. So I was like, okay, we're leaving. I grabbed him, and I grabbed the dog, and we're going down the hallway. And at the end of the hallway, it opens into this living room where our couch is. And on the couch, you could see where something was punching the back of the couch. So we ran outside, and we stayed outside for 5 hours till my parents got back home.
Do you consider yourself like a haunted person or a haunted family or someone who's more sensitive to these things? Or do you think it's just been kind of a string of, you know, wrong place, wrong time, if you will, for running into paranormal activity?
I think I'm a sensitive because it seems like a lot of stuff happens around me. We live in a brand new house that we built ourselves, and I've even had stuff happen to me in it.
Okay.
So
almost
yeah.
like a magnet, almost like a magnet for the activity to be occurring around.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for having the courage to call this afternoon and share your story with us. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll probably be calling back again soon.
Great. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for that. Phone lines are open again to call in your ghost stories at 216-GHOST-10. 216-446-7810 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online, and we do our live episodes of the show. Of course, if you're listening to this in the podcast version of it, after the fact, after we're doing this live, say it's not 4 p.m. Central Hour, on September the 5th of 2018, then that phone number should not be the one you're dialing. But if you're listening during this time period, by the way, right now is the time to call in and share your experiences with us. We'd love to hear it. And if you're just joining us at the beginning of the show, I always say, please do share this on your page, on some of the group pages that you like in regards to the paranormal. Let people know we're doing this thing. If you do that, you'll be in the drawing for an autographed copy of the book, which I will give away at the end of the program. I will randomly pick someone and then get it out to you. I'll reach out to you via direct message to get your information. I'm not going to ask you to call in and tell that live to everyone, but it's another way to let other folks know that we are doing this this program live today. 216-446-7810, our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you have any questions about the program, feel free to post it up there as well, and I will do my best to answer them for you. Mark says, finished your book today, Tony. It's great and also worth becoming an EPP again. Awesome stuff. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Mark. I really do appreciate that. It's hard to believe that it's been like a year since this book has come out. It has been a year. It kind of went like that, it has been. And by the way, if you become an EPP right now, we are giving away a digital copy of the book. When you become an EPP, a PDF of it, to read on your device, if that's what you like. All you have to do is be an EPP at ghostpodcast.com or through our Patreon site, and then shoot me an email. Let me know you did that, and then I can verify and then send that to you. And an EPP at any level, monthly, yearly, whatever you like, little extra perk there for you. Please do consider doing that. Myron says, I feel sometimes when ghosts that are good you just get chills. But when they're entities from the dark, you get a different feeling, like being afraid something is going to happen bad, like anxiety of some sort. You know, that's a sensitive thing where you're able to sense good and bad and all that. 216-446-7810, our number to share your ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear from you this afternoon and your live ghost story. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, Tony. This is Natalie Collins. From Long Beach, California. Been a listener for a few years now. Me and my mom both read our stories and everything. I don't have a real story right now, but I do have a question I kind of want to put out there. Me and my mom have been curious. What happens to sometimes items go missing that you know you didn't misplace. I think I've said in a story before, I had a cherry wood frame of my grandpa, and he was, the photo was of him in like the Spanish army or something from like the 30s, and it was black and white. Sepia had a handwritten like letter in the back that went in Spanish, and I knew how much it meant to my dad and everything. And after my grandpa passed, you know, I was hanging on to it. I had like in my room, and I was just cleaning my room one day, and I set it to the side. I was like, "This is staying, you know, this is just over here, so I don't pick it up." And I cleaned my room, and I went to go just put it back to where it was supposed to be, and it was just vanished. So I was like, oh shit, okay, maybe I accidentally threw it away. So I went through all the bags that I had collected, everything, and it was just gone. And it wasn't long after that. Actually, my grandpa did pass away after that. My dad was like, hey, where's that photo of your grandpa when he was at the funeral? And I was like, oh no, I don't know how to tell him this. I think I told my mom because she, you know, I think she would have understood more anyway. So it's never come up. You know, my dad was upset, but I was like, I did not throw that away. Absolutely. I did not. This is a priceless family, you know, photo. And so it's never come up. I think it will come up again someday, but it hasn't. So that's one thing. And then another item was this big ass wool blanket that also belonged to the same grandpa who lived with us. And, It was huge and heavy. It had to have been like 10 pounds all folded up. You know, it was bulky. And my mom even had paid money to have a dry clean because you can't just go somewhere and wash it. And she packed it up for winter and then, or for summer or whatever. And then went to go get it out for winter and it vanished. And she still hasn't found it. It's been at least 10 years or something like that. And it's just, it's never come up. She's 100 million percent sure she did not get rid of it. And it was all packed up in a box somewhere. So I was just wondering if anyone else had this kind of stuff happen and if things ever turned up again or what they think. I'm curious, you know, I think things just can't vanish like that into thin air. So that's all. I was just putting that out there and seeing what everyone else thinks and what you guys think.
It's a good question. You know, it is one of those things where, you know, how do things like that happen? How do they vanish into thin air? Or even more so, how do they move from point A to point B, where it seems like it is almost thin air? Do they literally vaporize and then come back up? Is there something where they're being moved without us seeing? I have no idea. That is actually one of the biggest things for me that confuses me on the topic. I'd be interested to hear your guys' thoughts in the comments section here today on Facebook, and I'll read some of those as we progress through the program. Let's go to a caller at 513 right now. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Trina, and I am from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, Trina, welcome to the show. Would love to hear your ghost story.
Hi. I have written or called in the past, and I told you the story about losing my 7-year-old son and all the things that he was doing after that to get my attention.
Sure.
Well, I just have a couple of quick stories related to that, because it seemed like after that happened, it was just like the floodgates opened. And my youngest daughter, Brittany, at the time was 11, and she started, it's like a door opened for her, and she started experiencing all types of paranormal activity. And she started seeing ghosts a lot. And one particular time, it's like 3 or 4 in the morning, she comes and wakes me up. She's super freaked out. She said this lady just showed up in the bedroom and said she had been killed in a car accident. And, you know, she looked kind of gory, which really freaked my daughter out.
Sure.
And she gave her a phone number to call. and say, please, like, let my mom know. And, like, she had a whole message for her mom. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, did you call the phone number? And she's like, no. What do I do? So I was like, let's call the phone number. Let's see what, you know. I wanted confirmation.
Sure.
And we called, and sure enough, this was this lady's mother. And, I mean, she just was pretty much stunned and had nothing to say on the other end of the phone. Like, we gave her the message, but I don't know if she really believed us. But the fact that the phone number was accurate, that was the lady's mother. She asked her, like, well, what did my daughter look like? Like, so she described her. I guess that was the mom's way of confirming that she had seen her daughter.
That it wasn't so just some prank call.
Freaky.
Yeah, my God. I mean, I can't imagine. That is, okay, that's a first. I have never, ever had a story where someone received a phone number in a dream from a deceased individual and then called
No,
it.
Like, she wasn't, yeah. she, my daughter was not asleep.
Oh, not asleep,
she
okay.
not asleep.
She just,
laying,
just received it.
No, yeah, she was laying in her room, okay. and she said the lady just appeared.
Okay, I was taken when you said she was laying in her room that she was sleeping. But, okay, wow, I've never, well, still, that's still a first of anything where someone gets a point of contact, not just my mother, Judy, you know, it's like, narrow it down a little bit for
right.
me and poof, they're gone. But oh my, yeah.
And it was very, and apparently it was very fresh. It had only happened like a month prior.
Yeah. That's, I mean,
so,
yeah, I don't know how I would react getting information like that. I don't blame her for being really quiet and being like, who's the sick person that's you know, doing this to me, because that I think would be your first thought of who did I wrong in my life that now this is the ultimate F you. But no, I mean, but it's truly something where it was just get this message across. That's amazing. Did you ever get a call? I mean, did you ever hear from the person again? Did you ever get a call back or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, no. I think it's a lot for some people to take in.
Sure. Yeah, I can completely agree with that. That's amazing. And that's what I'm going to be referencing now for a long time to come, because it's
so unique. I haven't heard any other ones like that. I listen to a lot of paranormal stuff. I've done a lot of paranormal research since this happened with my son. And yeah, that was one I had never seen before, too.
Wow. That's,
And another quick story related to her.
Sure.
I came home from work one day. And same daughter, and she says to me, where did you go? And now, mind you, it's the summertime, so, like, she'd been home all day while I was at work. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I've been at work today. And she's like, no, you were just here 15 minutes ago. And you walked in the door, you looked at me, and you said, I'll be right back. And you turned around and walked out. And I'm like, Brittany, no, I just got here. And the look on her face, she just went really white. Like, you could tell she was super freaked out. And I said, well, what was I wearing? And she said it wasn't what I had on right then, but it was something similar that I would wear to work. So when I talked to a couple of different, what I call gifted people, not psychics, but gifted people, One gifted person said it could have been my doppelganger. Then another one suggested that it could have been a blip in the planes. You know, they say there are different planes that exist, and, like, we're on one plane and there, you know, spirits on another. And then maybe Brittany had a very brief window into another plane. Mm-hmm. But she was super freaked out. I could tell it wasn't just something she was making up. She was really visibly disturbed. And it was just another thing on the list of all the things that seemed to open up to her after we lost my son. It's just strange how all of a sudden she's experiencing all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange that she's been you know, opened up to it. And it obviously, that is a traumatic experience. But oftentimes, when you hear of things like that occurring, it's after like a near death or something of the individual that then ends up having, you know, occurrences happen to them, not necessarily someone else. But clearly, you know, something's opened up, or maybe it's just more tapping into more understanding and more, you know, that sense may have just gotten better, you know, for lack of a better term. I have senses that go bad all the time, like smell and things. It's like, I can't smell things anymore to save my life half the time. But sometimes I think there's other senses where it's like I'm more attuned to this or that, and that may be just what's going on with your daughter. But thank you for calling.
Yeah, and of course the obvious has happened. Like, she's seen her brother. We've had cats that have passed away. She sees the cats, like all of that kind of stuff. So it is. It's there's good and bad. Some of it scares her, some of it she likes.
Sure. Well, hopefully
she's
more
adjusted.
Hopefully more good occurs than bad. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us this afternoon. I really appreciate you dialing in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one. Take care. Phone lines are open again. 216-446-7810 to share your real ghost stories with us. 216-GHOST-10. I know everybody's kind of getting into their fall routines right now. I've been kind of in mine now for almost like 2 or 3 weeks. Kids have been back in school for a little while now. I'm still seeing photos every day of first day of school. And it's kind of like, I wish. It seems so early. Our kids go back like around the 15th of August. And it used to be pretty close to Labor Day. I don't know. They get out earlier, though, too. We went to like June 10th sometimes. And I think they get out like May 20th or something of that nature. So anyway, thoughts as we go through the calls today, opinions on the stories, feel free to leave them there in the comment section, and we would love to read them off on the air. And of course, thoughts also earlier that conversation we had about objects and how exactly do sometimes objects move from point A to point B or just completely disappear. What is going on? What are your theories on that? Please leave your comments there, and we'll read them throughout the rest of the episode. If any questions about anything else with the show, feel free to leave them there as well as we go through today's show. Phone lines are open, 216-446-7810 to share your ghost story with us. Hi.
Hi, Tony. I just wanted to call my little story, or you know, my experience that I've recently had. So I'm 22. I'm from Connecticut. You know, kind of living with my boyfriend, kind of not. You know, half and half. Half at my house, half at his house. And I've never really had anything happen like paranormal or anything of that sort at his house. It's always been very calm. Like, not even, like, a bump in the night or a scratch in the night or anything of that sort. So a couple weeks ago, you know, I was sleeping at his house. It was a Friday evening. And, you know, we had been drinking a little bit, just, you know, doing, you know, 22-year-old things. We fell asleep, and I remember waking up in the middle of the night. And in the corner of his room, I saw a shadow figure standing in the corner staring at me. And, you know, in my head I was thinking, you know, I was drinking last night. It's probably just my eyes or my imagination, or I'm still dreaming, whatever. I didn't feel too threatened by it, but, you know, it kind of freaked me out. So I eventually fell back asleep because I was, you know, still a little drunk. but... you know, I didn't think anything of it, whatever. Woke up the next day, did my own thing. And then, again, on Saturday night, we went to a party and drank a little bit more. Came back to his house and fell asleep again. This night, I had a scary dream. It wasn't, like, too terrible, but it was enough to wake me up in the middle of the night. I didn't bother looking at the time because I didn't want to. It was the second night in a row that I had woken up in the middle of the night. But I decided to look over in the corner again because, you know, I was curious. And there was the man standing again, or the shadow figure standing again. Kind of in my head, I pictured it as a man. So I, you know, close my eyes, and again, I open them up, and he's still standing there. So I freaked out a little bit, and I turned the lamp on right next to the side of the bed, and it was gone. So, you know, I was just like, okay, it's probably just my eyes. I'm, you know, probably just playing tricks on myself, whatever. So I turned the lamp back off, and I look over in the corner, and it was gone. And then my eyes shift over about 2 feet, and there it is. It's now at the foot of the bed, standing even closer. So I freak out, I turn the lamp back on, and, you know, I'm cuddling up next to my boyfriend and getting as close as possible. And finally he wakes up, and the first thing he says is, "Why is the lamp on?" It was kind of funny. Anyways, so, you know, finally get back to bed, turn the lamp off. And the next morning, you know, he goes upstairs, because he lives in the basement of his parents' house, for now. But, so he goes upstairs, and I hear him talking to his father, and he's like, "Oh my goodness, that's so cool, like, I have to show, you know, Bailey," you know. So he runs downstairs, and he's just like, "Look what my dad bought on Friday." And it was this old pair of binoculars, and I was just like, "Oh, that's really cool." He's like, "Oh, and it gets even better." And he takes, like, the cap of these binoculars off, and they're very, very old. They look like they're, like, early 40s. So he takes the cap off, and he looks in the, you know, like, the part where the eyes would be flush up against, and it's Nazi-marked. They were from World War II. They were issued Nazi Air Force binoculars. And I was just like, "Oh, that's kind of weird." It's just like, "Oh, why is it weird?" And I told him what I had been seeing for the last couple of nights. And I just thought it was, could be coincidental, but it also could be, you know, maybe these binoculars that were in the war with so much, you know, energy, bad energy, good energy associated with these binoculars. And I thought it was kind of funny how as soon as they were brought into the house, I saw this shadow figure. I haven't seen him yet since, mostly because if I wake up in the middle of the night, I just keep my eyes shut. I'd love to hear your feedback on this story. It's kind of freaking me out a little bit, but not an EPP member yet. I just started listening to you guys a couple months ago, so I hope I can get on that. I love your show. You guys are awesome, and thank you.
You got a Nazi ghost. It's essentially my thought there. Not a lot of good energy there associated with where those or who those initially belonged to and how they were obtained, probably because someone died. Not a lot of good energy there, especially with the coming and going of the items. And this is happening, and then it stops, it starts. Pretty straightforward, cut and dry on that one. Thanks for calling and sharing your story with us. Let's go to a caller at 231. What's your name? I know you're calling from somewhere in Michigan.
Yeah, I'm calling from Traverse City, Michigan.
Ah, yes, because my cell phone has the exact same area code from how many years
ago? Yes.
Yes. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name's April. I was actually one of the people who suggested you to go to different places when you visit here last November or whatever.
Sure. Sure, I do remember that. Yes.
Hi.
All right. Well, let's hear your ghost story for today.
All right. So my story takes place at the Old Charleston Hotel Jail.
Okay.
The Old Charleston Jail. And it was me and my boyfriend. We went down there to, you know, have a little vacation. And he's not much into the ghost hunting stuff. He's not much the ghost. But I am. Mm-hmm. And so we go there on the tour. And they say ahead of time to not record, like video record or tape record the tour due to copyright laws and such. Mm-hmm. And so I had previously dropped my phone on some cement, and so my camera wasn't working. Like they said, you could take pictures and stuff, but not recording. So I was bad, and I started to record. it's only for my own purpose, own purposes.
Sure.
So, okay. So, we're down there, we're taking the tour, you get some cool feelings, and then we get down to the solitary confinement area, which is in the very first floor. And we are in this, solitary confinement area. The, guide was like, all right, so I'm going to turn off the light and we're going to see how it was back then and how confined it was. And I'm like, okay. So I look and I check my phone to see if it's like recording, voice recording. And it is. And at that time I feel my boyfriend lean in and say, like, I won't tell anyone. I was like, I shrugged it off. Okay, whatever. Well, come to be after tour, me and my boyfriend are talking about it. I'm like, I thought it was funny that you said you won't tell anybody that I was recording. He's like, you were recording? I was like, you didn't say you knew what I was doing? He's like, no. I'm like, oh. Oh, well, hi. I think I had that ghost experience.
Yeah.
And so it was really scary because, like, my boyfriend, I'm like 5'1". He's like 6'3". Mm-hmm. And this was directly in my ear. It was pitch black inside. It was like, there's no way he could spin right in my ear, leaning. Yeah. Like, I felt something leaning into me. And it was just very...
definitive.
I
get what you're saying. It's like where someone like blows in your ear or something. It's like, you know what that feels like. It's not wind. It's not this or that. There's just certain things that are just definitive and you know exactly what it is.
Yes. Yes. So it was just, that's just my Charleston experience.
Yeah.
And whenever I did my recording, whenever I went back to listen to it, I did get a little EVP of that.
Wow. Well, that's a little, there's your souvenir right there.
It is. And I had fun.
I got a question for you. I'm not sure if you know the answer to this or not, but I heard rumors from someone, maybe it was you, I don't even know, that the Traverse City, the state hospital, the Commons, that they're getting a little more open to our topic with like candlelight tours. Are they embracing the ghostly end of things over there yet?
They are. I think they're not making it seem like it's a quote unquote ghost tour.
Uh-huh.
It's like a history tour, but it is at night.
It's like, go through here with candles at night in the dark in a gothic structure with lots of horrible stories attached to it. But it's not about ghosts. Yeah, I guess.
No, I don't think so.
for some actually, it takes longer.
Actually, I heard that the state hospital was actually one of the nicest hospitals around.
Yeah.
Not one of the most people, but
yeah.
I don't know. That's what I hear.
There's various stories. I mean, it kind of comes down to what was medicine like of its time. And I'm not saying that there was like horrible people at that one by any means. It's just there was practices of what they thought was best for people or how they would handle things at certain points in history that they would have considered wonderful and great or at least up to standard. But then historically we look back and go, oh my God, some people were really in a lot of torment and not getting help.
Yeah.
But
depends. I've always felt fairly good vibes there.
I've felt the opposite, and I don't really feel vibes. I think it's a very neat place. I've always been very intrigued by it, but any few times I've been in there, it's always been kind of like I'm feeling kind of uncomfortable. I mean, just there's, and I've seen this before on the show. I don't know if it's still a restaurant or not, but I know in the bottom there's a restaurant, or there was 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a higher end restaurant, and right at the table, right by, you know, where you're sitting, the wall, the rock wall, there was literally like the metal plate in there, which a chain would have been attached to. And I have to, maybe I'm making assumptions here, but I'm thinking that chain was probably not hooked up to like nothing. You know, had something to do with, you know, restraining of things.
I actually have one of my friends is a sous chef in that restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's called Stella's.
Okay.
And they have had paranormal experiences in that kitchen.
I'm not surprised by any means. I'm not surprised at all. I wish they'd get more accepting of it and kind of embrace it. Because, I mean, it could be a really neat, I think it will attract more than it will scare. That's my opinion, though. I mean, people are going to be telling their stories, you know, forever about that place. But, all right, well, thank you for calling in. And thanks for the update on Northern Michigan. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tony.
Right. You take care. All right. That's going to wrap up our program for today. Thank you guys for tuning into the program. Thanks for watching live on whatever platform it is you're tuned into. If you're a listener on the podcast, thank you for that. We greatly appreciate your support. If you want to support us even more, become an EPP. Extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Just go there. Click. Become an EPP. You can sign up through Patreon or run on our website. $5 a month and keep us on the air. Ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for everybody who's part of the show, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.